All right, here we go.
This is the one. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
Yeah, I'm DJ. It's kind of loud in my ear. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
One, two. Man. It's like, that's like a bike.
Yeah.
Like a bike.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could do the whole thing. Hello, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to our show. You can follow us on all social media. Be sure and check out our social pages at Life's a Binge. You can email us at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can call our phone number.
Go ahead, dude.
619-438-0532 was the old number,
really?
But I canceled. So literally the other day when we were talking about this, I updated it. So it's 619-438-0271.
We have a new number.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Is it loud still?
No, good? It's not. Okay. No, it's much quieter.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
When I first started, it was right in my ear and it distorted a little bit in my ear.
Yes.
So.
But I think we're good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Wow.
So that's the intro, and then I think after the intro we would just do our breath thing. Is that right?
We would chat for a little bit, I think, you know.
Do like a general
welcome
how to
back.
Do, because then we do like what's up right after.
Right.
So was it all just business at the top and then breathe and then what's up?
Nah.
Anyway, I don't care. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're doing something new.
Yeah.
Sort of. Not really.
It was
new but old.
Yeah. You know, and we've talked about it before, but there was the old classic when we first started.
Yeah.
That always had an ambiguous beginning. Like it would kind of open up in the middle of
a clip of something.
Of a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just lead into it. And some of that, I don't know. I always got to get a kick out of that.
Well, going back to the very, very beginning, like it was weirdo because we always had like, we're going to talk about Friday Night Lights. And so we did like our lab intro and
right.
Then we had like a scene from whatever the thing is we're talking
yeah.
about. The good old days. When did we start that? 2015?
Good question.
It's gotta be. I think that's it. Cause that's like part of the password, I think, to log in. Oh, okay. It says 15. There's a 15 in there somewhere.
So probably.
So
I mean, that sounds about right.
Yep. That's
8 years ago?
No, because I started.
So it was more than that or less than that?
No, that's got to be about right.
No, that sounds about right. I was going to say maybe even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But.
Weird.
I mean, somehow we could look it up.
I'm not that worried about it.
We don't have Mikey P here to do it.
So. Right. So anyway, let's just do the thing that we did and let's plug this in and take a big breath right now.
Life's a binge.
Right? What's up? What's up?
I kind of forgot.
What the? Wait, I have it. I have it.
I didn't realize it.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Nice. So behind the scenes, I don't have my drop board, and so I'm trying to do it live, but it's not working.
Hey, I've got a more modern iPad, so we'll see if I can't like add it on there.
Yeah. I would use this day and age. I would use my phone, I think, or there's probably something somewhere. Anyway, where you just hit a button. But
yeah.
Anyway, what's up, man?
Wow, I mean, lots of stuff.
So the last time we did an episode of this show
was 2020.
It was in 2020, and it was a Zoom version saying, like, we're back after doing whatever. It was like Black Lives Matter was going crazy, right. And, like, we did, like, a super serious episode.
Yes.
And then we stopped because...
it was pretty hard.
Pandemic, to do. And yeah. I had a, like, 3-month-old, and like, it was... And doing it on Zoom just wasn't the right way.
I think now it's better.
Like, yeah.
It's so funny. Like, it was so long ago.
It was days. 3 years ago. But well, seriously, though.
But it's just funny because it's like it was only 3 years ago. But at that time, it had that audio effect
of
always cutting out, and just which was just the most annoying thing to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, other people. Now they do it on Zoom. It sounds great.
The weird, like, computerized, like, cutout and everything. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And the, yeah, and it mutes mics, everyone's mics, yep. You know, except the person who's talking.
So. Yeah, it's so funny how quickly it grew into being good because it was needed to grow to be good.
Well, there's a service called StreamYard that my buddy Michael G., in Seattle. I'm looking at my Rocket Money. And it's like, I've got a payment coming up that I meant to cancel. I meant to get it for 1 month, or you could buy it for the year and it's much cheaper, but now I'm paying $49 a month, another month anyway.
Yeah.
So, but it's called StreamYard and we've done a couple things on it and it's really dope.
Nice.
And so it's like a video production of a Zoom, but it just, to me, it sounds better and it looks better. And then there's lots of options you can do with the production for it.
Because it probably is better. It probably does all the things that we used to try to do in the backyard, where it's like setting up like different angles and audios. And
And I'm paying for it. God damn it. So I may as well look into it and get good at it.
Yeah.
But that's an option I would like to do. Speaking of what's up.
Yeah.
Is that's an option that I'd like to do for some projects coming up.
Nice.
With you know, the BJ Styles story, which you heard about.
I know that one. Your namesake.
Yes. The person I'm named BJ after, which is not any legal name.
Right.
But it's been my nickname my entire life. The only name that I've known. That was a fun journey this year. It continues to be a really, really fun journey this year. And speaking of which, that's something that I've been wanting to do. We're talking about what we want to, projects we want to do.
Yeah.
BJ Styles, which is a great, beautiful, long story. I don't know if I want to tell it now or just...
Maybe not.
Nah. It doesn't have to serve this purpose.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful story about this is who I'm named after and who he... this story continues today, because we're still communicating and talking, but he's an amazing dude capturing his stories. And some of the stories where they sort of, line up with my dad's,
nice.
It's fun. Them getting to know each other is really fun. So that's a story. that's going to be a story.
Part of your new podcast journey when you get your studio set up.
Yes.
Excellent.
So that's a story. When my aunt Cindy just got married a month and a half ago, on Tony's podcast, did you listen to the one with Pam Smith? That story's ridiculous.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Uh-huh. And that's right there.
That story is ridiculous.
And they're like, I don't know about a book or anything like that. It's like, here, would you like to like make something out of this? And, you know, or at least tell the story.
Yeah.
I mean, which is what Tony's doing, but I want to do it in
full depth.
Yeah. In full depth.
Docu-style. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just like right there. It's just like, BJ Styles is a ridiculous gift, a ridiculous gift. And this is a ridiculous gift. And there's a bunch of them that are like that.
What we're referencing, if you want to listen to it, go check out Tony on the Mic, available on all podcasts. Platforms,
which we know from Tony and La Mesa here on the show.
That's right.
I dare say we gave him his podcast start.
We gave him the itch, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. And it's full on blown out now, it's happening, and he's cranking out
solid content.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a very good interviewer. What else, man? You got married.
I got married too. So
15 years in the making, right?
Yeah, 16 years. We've been together since 2007. At the end of 2007 is when we.
Nice.
No, oh, yeah, is that right? Oh, wait a minute. God damn it.
Math is hard.
It's very hard, especially when you get so far removed from it. But yep. Yeah, after about 16 years,
nice.
we got married.
It was a good wedding. I had a lot of fun.
Man, it was great.
Yeah.
Like, I they're so stressful.
Uh-huh.
and I had very little time to, like, devote much to it.
Yep.
Because I got to pay for the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm that all I just working just all
work,
spring.
Work, work, work. Yep.
And so I just, you know, I trust, just had to, like, release it and trust and just trust.
Yep.
It
was good.
And I didn't, yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I there's lots of things I wish it would have happened, but Tony and I talk about that on his latest episode of Tony and the Mic. So if you want to kind of hear about the wedding.
Excellent.
But yeah, it went great. And yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
It was fun.
And then the Redwoods, dude, the Redwoods.
Never been.
Dude, the Redwoods. You never been?
Never been.
Dude, it's so, you never been.
Nope.
Oh, it's, I mean,
I cannot even imagine yeah. What a tree that big looks like.
That's a,
I can't imagine it.
That's a running thing with Tony and I, like, what, you never did it? Oh my God, dude, it's, I can't even,
can't
it's, like, yeah, it's just, you just wouldn't understand, like, oh my God, it's, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. So, and my new feeling is like, the answers are in the Redwoods.
Nice.
Like you go in the Redwoods and you're just like, oh shit, there's thousand year old like greatness.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute in my head.
It takes you, it makes you think Jurassic
yeah.
Because the trees are so big and then this, and it's so beautiful and there's just the energy. It feels like dinosaurs have roamed there and apparently they did.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they
lived at the same time.
They were, yeah, that's bonkers, dude. The dinosaur thing still makes my head explode,
right?
Like it's unfathomable how long they were on the Earth. It's like something like they roamed the Earth for like 65 million years.
Speaking of dinosaurs,
what else is up, BJ? but like for real, the freaking dinosaur thing is mind-boggling.
Yeah,
like the entire human history. Yeah. Is like 100,000 years or something like that, like from the first like inklings of humans. It's like we're like 100,000 year old or something like that species.
It's a small amount of time.
We're not even in the millions, let alone right. 65 million. Where they're just like trumpeting around. Here we go. Like how the hell did that happen for so long?
Right.
And then they were dead for so long, and then we're like, hi, we're here.
Right.
We're stupid humans. God, it blows my mind how long they were just like moseying around.
Yeah,
doing their thing.
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's cool. That's a fun thing to think about. I think.
Ever seen a dinosaur, BJ?
And it doesn't count as a tangent train because it's a, right. we're talking about dinosaurs.
Catching up, right?
We're catching up, and so yeah, I was heavily involved with the Jurassic World product. So, yeah.
Which is crazy. I did not make it in. I wish I would have gone, but I did not.
Oh, to the thing. Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it.
Didn't go.
Oh yeah. It's cool. A lot of people went through. It was I saw a lot of people like that. I know.
Yeah. 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 So how big are these dinosaurs you're working with in there? Are they quote unquote life size or?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, at least one of them is.
That's bonkers.
And then the other ones. So it's this was an interesting experience for me.
Okay.
Like the kind of out of nowhere, this job essentially, long story short, kind of just falls into my lap.
Correct.
Would you like to manage the entertainment staff
for Jurassic World?
For this Jurassic World's puppeteers and improv actors. And you'll be the manager. But you also do it.
Okay.
More or less. I mean, more or less. I was not looking for it, you know. But it did seem like that might be a fun challenge. It might be something, you know, new.
and it came at a time when it was needed.
That's the thing. It wasn't real. I didn't feel like it was needed.
Okay.
But in hindsight, golly, you know, like, yeah, it was a whole nother incomes.
Yep.
You know, it was a lot of work and a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And,
I bet, but you made it through.
I made it through. Yeah. I lost so much weight. I put on 25 pounds since I quit.
Stress is fun, isn't it?
Well, I think a lot of that too was like the wedding as well. Getting ready for the wedding, and then then you're certainly not thinking about your diet on the honeymoon, and so now it's like back to reality.
Oh yeah, I know that feeling.
2 days in a row of oatmeal this morning.
Nice, so. Well done. So. So yeah, you got married, you did your new job. Yeah.
Continued my BJ the DJ, which has been a very
doing your guitar thing. Stuff, BJ and the Biz doing stuff.
But yeah, the Biz have slowed way down. They've slowed way down. And a lot of it's just because me, because I'm just, you know, it's tough carving out time for a band. I think that you have to kind of be dedicated a certain amount to it, you know, and figuring out 2-3 other people with the same level of dedication to that.
That's hard.
It's a bit of a challenge, and I feel selfish, but I'm like, man, I really like to just get a bunch of good solo gigs.
Well, I mean, you still do your summertime and springtime
at the zoo
guitar playing.
Yes.
Along with being the DJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is good.
So, yeah, and holiday. I'll do that during the holiday, too.
Nice.
So I'm still a paid performer, which is awesome.
Yep.
Which is a ride.
What's that like?
You remember. You remember. But I got to say that, like, the zoo and Dave.
Yeah.
Dave Smith. Who's not my boss.
Basically your boss, yeah.
Basically my boss. Have worked very hard at, like, meeting the changes of the time.
That's
like
cool.
Some good,
yeah.
Like,
They do well to take care of their folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a part of me is like, I don't have to be mad about to SeaWorld, but inevitably, you know. SeaWorld SeaWorld's another, like, story. There's so many SeaWorld stories.
That's a story.
Yeah. I mean,
Zach is in charge. Zach Wolf.
Of what?
Entertainment.
He's like Vaught Wyatt's old job.
He is. Yep.
I'm happy about that.
But like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's been like so many different people
that
just come and go, get laid off, leave, whatever.
Yeah.
And now Zach.
Yeah.
Who I trained to be Biff is running the show.
Right.
Which is bonkers.
That's funny.
Anyway, SeaWorld's a whole thing.
SeaWorld is a whole thing. That's a whole thing. And not only that, this thing, speaking of like stories to tell.
Yeah.
There is an endless supply of SeaWorld and zoo content.
Yeah.
That should just be a show. Yeah.
Just be a show.
Where we talk about different
life at the park or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And just like
people's stories, you
just
know.
Just literally talk time. To anybody.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
And everybody you talk to has thousands of stories.
Yep.
It's crazy.
So that's kind of like just like, you know, BJ Styles. And
yeah.
That's just like something that here you go. It's sitting right there for you. So I'd like to take advantage of that.
Word.
And so I'm excited. So.
He's got that look in his eye, folks.
So,
someone's about to do a lot of work.
So, we're talking about BJ Styles and Motive Magazine.
Okay.
I don't know if we ever gotten around to saying that thing, but BJ Styles was the editor of this thing called Motive Magazine that was an influential magazine for young, social change minded folks in the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And early 70s. My dad was super influenced by it and by the guy, BJ Styles, who was the editor of it. And that's why I ended up having the name BJ.
Nice.
So these magazines, I ordered 25 of them from a place. And I've been talking to Lance Smith.
Okay.
And about doing some storytelling, and there's a lot of these magazines are filled with original art, original poetry, original like writings about really, really like topical, hot topical things of that time. That
probably seem relevant today.
Super, super duper relevant, but bold, just bold as can be. And they ended up ending the magazine because of pressure from the Methodist Church. And, which it ties into today because Methodist Church is right now having a whole big thing about homosexuals in the church. And so that was the thing that ended up ending the magazine, but it's a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
And BJ Styles left to go work with Bobby Kennedy on his campaign. And he was invited personally. Bobby Kennedy came to him and asked him to join the team.
That's freaking nuts, dude.
And then he gets assassinated. Mm-hmm. Dude, I can't even fucking imagine. Someone comes to you.
Hey, we work
Let's start a podcast.
Perfect.
And then boom.
Kablamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like.
It's not funny.
It's it's mind blowing.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
Which is just, I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. But, it's crazy.
So that it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. And it's just phenomenal. And that's just another like.
Thing. Just waiting there.
It's just sitting there.
Yep.
It's just sitting there.
That's cool.
So, and we could go on and on, but I won't take too much time.
I've done nothing. I've changed nothing. I still work at the post office. My kid's 3 and I have a new dog. That's it.
We got to work on a counting our blessings like practice here. No, that's it. That's it.
But for real though, that's it. I work every day. I do the same job every day. Post office, same old, same old.
You finding a meditative routine in it? You know, like a comfort in it.
Like I said, I love my job. Cool. I don't like the management. Love my job.
Right.
Love being outside all day every day and listening to endless audiobooks and podcasts and whatever.
And walking
10 miles a day and all that's good. I just don't like the fact that I don't have Saturdays off. That's a big bummer.
Okay.
Because I want to hang out with my family
and is that an option?
Weekends. Nope.
Not ever.
As a carrier, no. Nope.
Is there a position you'd want to do there that would make that an option?
There are options that open up rarely. So we'll see.
I mean, it seems like right now is, this is what I'm telling my wife, my actual wife. I got to go pick up the wedding certificate.
Nice.
That right now, hey, if there's ever a time to want to
change. Start over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there's lots of opportunities right now, I feel like.
Yep. So the last 6 years doing the post office thing has provided us to be able to live in this house and to have a child, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Served its purpose. Now it's just the job. And I'm like, meh. But, you know, who knows? I have been looking for other work.
So
we shall see.
What are you interested in?
Anything else that has hours.
But think about like what you'd like to do.
So I've applied at Raindrop. The marketing company.
Right on, with Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
I applied there. I got an interview there. Didn't make it past the interview process, but that's bummer. So looking for something creative or whatever.
Right on.
But really, it doesn't matter as long as it's all I care about is hours. Because a job can be a job, and like I don't need to do my whole passion project thing.
Right.
Which would be nice if it worked out that way, but literally I'm just would like to hang out with my kid on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That's really.
So if you could find something that would be palatable, and weekends off.
Yep, that's really it.
And
pays the bills.
Yep. Makes you comfortable.
And it's not even about paying the bills because Samantha pays the bills. I have the benefits. Like that's really it. So like I just need a job that has good benefits, basically. But for the most part, work is good, and life at home is good, and Wesley is the best.
Now Samantha's new job, does that provide any flexibility for you to pursue?
No.
Like, as far as, like, the benefits and things like that?
Nope.
So most of that's on you right now?
Like, yep.
The insurance?
We could go through her work, but it's it's cost effective to use the ones that I get. I have better government postal benefits are better.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, she all of her money doesn't have to go into that, so all of her money comes home to pay the rent and the electricity and all that stuff. So it's a pretty good balance. I just would like a little more time to spend at home.
Boom, dude.
Which is what matters most. Working all the time and not being able to hang out with your family sucks.
Right.
Yeah. Especially right now. Like, he's three, and like right now is like the golden time to just soak it all up. And I'm like, oh, gotta go to work. And then they get to hang out on Saturdays. Well, and I'm like, dang it. And it's just one day a week. But I mean, that's a whole day. That's a whole day.
For sure.
52 days of the year that I just get to go, bye, have fun with yourselves.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of days. Anyway, that's depressing. Let's get into some fun stuff. I got a puppy right here. Poppy.
I really like that dog.
Poppy's a puppy.
Poppy's the name.
Mm-hmm. Wesley named her Poppy.
Poppy.
But she's the best. She's new. And Trevor and Frank are still around. And all the dogs are sleeping, which is a miracle.
It is kind of like a little memory lane with Trevor Trevor barking for a while.
Yep.
Taking a little while till he stops.
It was good times.
And Frank's just a good boy.
Yep. Over there sleeping. But really, like, you have stories to tell. I have literally been same old, same old. So there's not really much to tell when it's the same all the time. Other than, you know, I could tell 8,000 stories about what Wesley did.
Right.
But, like, that's a weird fine line you'll come to find out if you ever talk to people with kids where it's like,
They're interesting for this.
It's interesting for me.
Of course.
This is my kid. But, like, everyone's like, well, no one cares about your 3-year-old coloring a red duck. It was so cool, man. You should have seen him. You're like, sure, dude. But to me, it's amazing.
Right. Yeah. I like to kind of like try to put myself in that place, like to appreciate what anybody's offering.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, you know.
It's just so fun. So, God, you'd never guess. Like, the other day, he went outside and he picked a flower, and then he said he wanted to put it in water.
Yeah, like, sweet!
And I'm like, you don't understand. He normally just throws it on the ground. But look right next to you. There's a hibiscus flower in a little vase right there. It's behind that, the tissue box behind the water bottle.
Oh, there we go.
That's Wesley's flower.
That's cute.
You know, so stuff like that. We're like, No one cares that he put a flower in a vase. But I'm like, dude, hell yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the shit that you're going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to remember the shift you worked on Saturday.
Nope.
You know, and he'll remember that too.
Yep.
You know, someone was saying, like, there's a saying out there, like, your kids will never resent you for the extra hours you work.
Correct.
You know, or don't work.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you don't work.
Yeah. Something like that.
And it's weird coming at the child perspective from the adult perspective. So one of the kids at daycare just left and he's been there for a long time. I mean, it's not a long time. He's been there for like 2 years since Wesley's there.
Uh-huh.
So this is one of Wesley's quote unquote best friends.
Now left as in went to the
kindergarten? No, they moved.
Moved away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just moved last week. So Bodie has not been at daycare for about a week. And, like, to me, I almost cried when I said bye to Bodie's mom and Bodie. I'm like, see you guys later. Blah, blah, blah. But have a right good on. Trip. Blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm, like, sad. And I'm thinking of it sad, like, my kid's losing his best friend.
Huh, yeah.
Not. Wesley's never going to remember him ever.
Right.
He's three. Right. You don't have memories from when you're three.
But he has his life up
but
until
right
this point.
Now.
Yeah. That's everything for him.
Correct.
So Bodie is most of his life.
Yes, 100%.
So.
Two-thirds of it.
So for him still in his limited capacity, it means everything.
Right. And so the other day, like shortly, not really. He was just like the other day he mentioned something like, I'm going to show Bodie. And I was like, no, Bodie's not there anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I was, but like, and it's sad for me because I'm thinking as an adult,
you have a capacity
like,
for that.
You've
right?
lost your friend.
Right.
You're never going to see him again.
Right.
But like, I don't remember kids from my daycare when I was three. I remember the few select people that have made it past college. You know, I remember the other people, but like there's a few select people that are there that matter.
Uh-huh.
And like a 3-year-old daycare kid doesn't matter in the long run. But like as an adult, you just lost your best friend. Yeah. And so it's like you're almost like projecting your emotions like onto him. Yeah, like,
for sure.
How come you're not sad? Or like, I haven't asked him these things, but like, I'm just looking at him like, he doesn't care.
Right.
But like, duh. Yeah. He doesn't care. He's three.
Yes.
And so it's weird, like watching these things happen.
Yeah, dude.
With adult perspective, it's weird.
Dude, that's so funny. You know that. And so you have an expectation.
Right.
And so you think that they probably pick up on that.
Right.
On some, they pick up on that.
Like, of course.
And it reminds me of this time. I don't know if I told you about the time when I saw Jaws as a kid.
Maybe.
So,
but do tell.
In Chicago. And I was young. I was probably, you know, Jaws came out in like 75, yeah. I think. 1975.
I think so.
Which make me 7 or 8.
Sure.
So I was pretty young, and it was everything. It was the biggest movie everybody's talking about.
Yes.
Movie. My mom read the book and went to the and saw the movie.
Nice.
And so she's like, all right. And she's like, says this to me as a kid, like, there's a particular scene that I'm a little worried about, like that I'm worried about. So I'm, but
I'm you, like, okay, you'll be all right. I'll, yeah.
Yeah. And so, so, well, she's not saying that. She's like, you can come, but I'm a little concerned that you might have a reaction to this scene.
Yeah.
So you've seen Jaws.
Yep.
So, it's the scene where Brody gets eaten. He slides into his mouth.
Yep, falls in.
And I remember this as a 6-7-year-old kid watching it, going, whoa, but being 100% aware of my mom sitting next to me, essentially focused on me, like,
how's he gonna react to this?
Like, my little sensitive boy, you know, and it was almost like, huh? Okay. I start crying, you know, and then it's like, oh, it's okay, you know, like, it's okay. And then, dude.
So you're like, catering or like hamming it up.
I was like,
you're aware of her, so you're like, I should feel some way. Right?
Her expectations, that she had expectations of me to be
upset.
And so
you're like, I should be upset right now.
Okay, yeah. I guess this is clearly the cue. Okay,
And then
I never lived it down on the block.
Oh yeah,
BJ was crying. He was crying because we went with the whole block. The whole block went to the movies. Yo, BJ's crying. I'm like, God damn it, Mom.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like, I'm just trying to make my mom happy. Now that you're the big crybaby,
you should have just said, "I was just joking." That's Wesley's new thing. I was just joking. Literally, he'll like do something. Like, bad. Like, I was just joking. It's like, dude,
you can't just use
that as the catch-all. Because, like, he picks up on, like, things. Like, he just notices and observes every... He's so freaking smart. But, like, he, like, will knock something over on purpose and, like, look at you. Like, Wesley, what'd you do that for? I'm sorry. I was just joking. Dude, you gotta figure it out, my man.
He's got some concept of that, how that applies.
Mm-hmm. I was just joking. No, dude. So we play Minecraft together. He's, again, 3, and he plays Minecraft.
Anyway, I've never played. Anyway.
We have our own individual boxes that we keep our stuff in the game. And like, he turned it on while I was at work and I came home and he's playing. He's like, well, let's play together. And I was like, okay. And I log in and I look in my box and nothing's in there. And then I look at his box and all the stuff is in his box. And I'm like, where's my diamond axe, buddy? And he's like, oh, I took it. I was just joking.
Like, so in the, so like, this
took
the,
all my stuff in the game.
In the game.
Yeah. Took all my stuff. And put it in his box. And then I asked him about it, and he's just joking.
He's figured out how he can sin.
Yeah, just completely stole all my stuff.
Yeah.
After this being told, like, don't touch this box. This is Daddy's box. I was just joking.
Forgive me, my father.
And when you look at his cute little face,
yep.
And he, with all of his sincerity, yep. says... I was just joking. You're like,
forgiven.
You were just joking, I guess. Stealing all my stuff. Yep. Parenting's the best.
That's
he's,
cool.
He's quite literally the best. One second.
That's what's up. What's up?
That was a long what's up.
Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. News. We're not doing any news.
Is there any news that we're that's big right now?
Entertainment news? I don't freaking know. I don't pay attention to nothing. Where's my my favorite drop?
So what you watching?
What you watching?
So Tony asked me for that drop the other day. He's like, "Do you have the Watcha Watchin' drop?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got it." I sent him, like, if you listen to Tony on the mic, he's lifted all of my hard work and never gives me credit for any of it. I've always told him, I was like, dude, at the end, you got to be like, drops provided by, come on, man. But he doesn't. He doesn't care. He claims it all as his own work. His, like, Tony on the mic, outro, outro, outro. Like, we did that. He doesn't give us credit for book. So the other day he asked me, he's like, do you have the Watcha Watchin' drop? And I was like, yep. And I played it and I was like, man, that's good. It's like, we used to be so good at what we did.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh. I was like, man, that's a good drop.
Yeah. There were some good
ones. It's a good take on a thing. And like some of the drops were just, you know, like dumb snippets of we built this city or whatever the hell else.
Right, right.
But, like, some of them
just
were...
Just you doing that already made me like, man!
...were legitimately good drops. Oh, anyway.
You just, like, shocked me into, like, DJing. And that song gets past me when I don't notice it so I can skip it. And then I'm like, hey, we built this. Wait, fuck, hold on, sing it. It's like, yeah. It's like a total, like... There's a funny video in that.
It's like a trigger.
Program. Yes.
Full trigger.
Oh, shit.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Dude, that's got to happen. That's got to happen. That'll be quick and easy.
We built this city. Yep. It's good times. So, since last we've recorded a television and movies podcast.
Yes.
There's been a bajillion more television and movies to come out, and probably a bajillion more television and movie podcasts to come out as well.
True.
Which is crazy to think about. What's also crazy to think about is the art of podcasting in general is bonkers, and there's a bajillion podcasts.
There are.
But they're still not as many as you might think, and...
Podcasts,
yeah. And if there are out there, they're not that great. And it's funny to think, not funny. We started our podcast in 2015 when podcasts were like, what the hell is a podcast?
Still early-ish.
Very early. Uh-huh. And people now like are finally starting to know what a podcast is because every celebrity on planet Earth has a podcast now.
Yeah.
And it just makes me sad.
It's like piano lessons you wish you would have stuck with it.
Well, not only that, but like I don't knowing what I know now about podcasts and how to effectively run them, so to speak, I feel like we were ahead of the game and nobody listened. I mean, we had listeners,
right,
and we had downloads and stuff, but in the grand scheme of things, nobody listened. And I'm like, our show was way better than a lot of other shows because I would do quote unquote research by like, let's see what's happening in TV and film podcasts. And I'd listen and it's like, and it's like, you can't hear a thing and it's like horrible. And the host is like boring and like, maybe I'm biased because I am, but like our show was good.
Right.
Very good at times. Very good,
dude.
And if you go to the archives and you listen to some of the episodes that are there, it's like, holy crap, man. We were very good at what we did. Whether it was like being stupid and silly with drops or whether it was like having like real guests on.
Right.
Like Dr. What's her name? I forget her name.
Tara.
Dr. Tara.
Yeah.
And like that episode about ethics and during the Me Too movement and all that stuff. And like, that's good shit. It's so good. Are we allowed to like Kevin Spacey? And like that type of like conversation that we were having. It's like, man, this is a silly little podcast, and like that episode is still tons of silly, but like also hard hitting and like a deep. Good conversation. Yeah. And like I was like, man, we were good, and nobody cared. What the hell?
Well, you know, a couple things. I've been talking to Tara.
Nice.
And we're considering. So one of the features that I want to do on a newer podcast,
sure,
is individually produced segments about stuff.
Nice.
Like Matt.
Yes.
Absolutely like Matt.
Right.
In that vein.
That was also good.
It was, dude. It was super dope. Like, it was super
it's
dope.
Like letting somebody do the thing that they do best.
So
yeah.
Yes. So Lance is also, so I'm having us some contributors.
Nice.
who contribute at the pace they want to contribute.
Yep.
But featuring lots of different segments from different folks.
That's
and so different cool. voices, I think, kind of like help. Yep. Help a lot.
Big time.
I think the only a voice or only someone, I don't know. I shouldn't say that, because there is a certain amount of comfort that people have with the regularity of hearing the same voice.
Yeah.
But I think just for interest and spark, I like the sound of different voices and different things. So and
for sure, opinions. That's why having guests was always excellent.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, so what else? Let's hear what you have to say. So anywho, have you been watching anything?
It's funny what I've been doing.
Are you the new me? Nope. I haven't seen a shit.
No, I am the new you. Can we pause for just a minute?
Yes.
I got to pee.
Yeah. And we're back. Did you make it?
I was going to wet my pants.
Oh, okay. Well, nailed it.
There we go. Very good. Very good.
Oh man. Good times.
There's a lot of gold.
I miss having power at my fingertips.
Yeah.
To just do. We built this city. Whatever I wanted when I wanted it.
Oh man.
I had preloaded those while you were in the bathroom.
I can see I'm picturing it now.
He says he's gonna wet his pants. He just talked about peeing.
That's so funny.
Oh
that's
man.
That's so funny. That's so great.
Yeah. Anyway. So I still watch a lot of YouTube stuff. It's like still one of my number one things that I watch. So the routine around here is Wesley goes to bed around 9. That's when he, like, it's time to go to bed is 9 o'clock. And we're like, that's late. And I'm like, it works for us. Like, that's our time. So he goes to bed at 9.
Right.
Because I get home, like, at the earliest, we all get home at, like, 5.
Uh-huh.
So that gives us an hour or so to, like, play and do stuff. And then at, like, 6 o'clock is dinner time. And we eat dinner. And then we do a bath at, like, 7:30. And then he goes to bed like shortly. So it's like there's like 4 hours that we could like spend as a family.
Right.
So I'm like, he goes to bed at 9. So once he's in bed and like finally falls asleep, then it's like Samantha's tired. She takes a shower, goes to bed. I take a shower and like hang out with Samantha for a little bit. And then like she goes to sleep and I'm like, I'm going to be awake now. And that's when I'll do the dishes and like prep people's lunches for the next day and stuff. And while I'm doing that, I have my computer set up in the kitchen and I have headphones on and I'm like in the zone. I'll watch Netflix or YouTube or whatever.
Right. Okay.
So I watch all my stuff from like 11 o'clock to like 2 a.m. or whenever I happen to go to bed that day.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like there's a lot of time in there to watch a lot of nonsense. The last like real quote unquote show that I watched was one of those horrific reality shows on Netflix called Love is Blind. So good.
Okay. All right.
You watched it?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And you know why?
Because
it's garbage.
It seems garbagey.
It's very garbage.
Seems garbage.
Oh, and it's so good. It's such good garbage.
Good garbage. Right on. Right on.
Good garbage.
Right on.
But it's funny because like now, like I was always the guy who was like, haven't seen it. Haven't seen it.
Right.
I'm still that guy. Meh.
Right.
Haven't seen it. But I could find time to watch stuff now because I know when my window is.
Right.
And the whole like being married and like, we're supposed to watch this together thing. Gone out the window. Because like you watch it when you can.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still some things that we watch together.
Yeah. Of course there's stuff like here and there, mm-hmm. but like for the most part, it was like, oh man, I really want to watch Severance.
Right.
And so I've watched most of Severance. Severance is good. All of it. Yes. And I've watched most of it. Because why? Because I got time in the middle of the night to watch whatever.
That's good. I mean, as long as that works for you.
Yeah.
And you're so you're not getting a lot of sleep.
Oh, I never sleep. Yeah, still
that's
never.
Same.
That's always the same.
I think it's just the same. I think that's how it is for some people, but I just don't know. I would be concerned.
As you should be. It sucks. It's not healthy.
Yeah, that'd be my concern.
Yeah, it sucks.
You talk to the doctor about it?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I mean.
Solution is pills.
Sleeping pills, essentially.
Correct. Yeah.
Which you don't want to do.
I hate them. They're the worst.
Because they make you so groggy.
Yeah, they suck. Morning. They suck big time.
And just
cocaine. They work like crazy. You swallow them pills down, and then kablammo, you're toast for like the next 8 hours.
You set a loud alarm.
And then you wake up and you're like, I feel like ass. And
then you take your cocaine pill.
Yeah, that's right. And then you take a caffeine pill and you're all good to go. And it's getting better. There's times when I feel tired now. So, like last night, I play softball. I guess that's what's up. I'm in a softball league.
What? Dude.
Just recently. Like, we've played 5 games.
Dude, that's.
It's fun.
I know.
Super,
dude.
Super fun. Super dope. So, playing softball. And so, last night, our game was at 9 o'clock, which is absolutely stupid to have a game on a Tuesday at 9. Uh-huh. But I was like, it's fine that we have the late game on Tuesday because I'm off on Wednesday, which is perfect for me. But I was like, okay, I'm working all day, then coming home and doing family stuff and doing dinner and all that stuff, and then going softball. And I was like, I know I'm going to be tired tomorrow. Went to bed at 1:15, which is not 2-something.
Right.
So, you know, I get tired.
Good.
People have told me my entire life it's not sustainable. And so far, it is sustainable. Well, I don't know how much it's screwing me down the long run when I'm like in the latter years or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that was a Prince thing. Prince only slept for like 4 or 5 hours a night.
But I mean, it's literally worked for 40, probably 40 next month. Isn't that crazy? It's literally worked for 40 years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd keep at it though. I don't know.
Of course.
Yeah.
I always try. And like I said, when I feel tired, I tell somebody, I'm like, I'm not gonna do nothing. Dishes are going to sit and lunches aren't going to be made and I'm coming to bed.
I need sleep.
Yep. And then I do. It's like once every couple weeks I get like 8 hours of sleep.
What is your, you don't have a sleep thing?
I got a whole routine, man.
I mean like it.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't like say this is not enough sleep.
Oh, of course it does. It tells me okay. All the time, good. Every day. Wrong. I mean, how did you feel when you wake up? Was it terrible? Yeah, of course you felt terrible. Because the problem is once I'm asleep, I want to stay asleep.
Right.
It's the falling asleep thing and the feeling tired thing, which is nonsense. But once I'm asleep, I'm like, ah, yes, sweet, sweet salvation. Get up, idiot. You've been asleep for 3 hours because now it's time to go to work. And I'm like, damn it. Okay. Time to wake up, I guess.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, but that's actually what that means to me, though. Like, listening to that is that that's kind of positive in a way.
Sure.
Like that, like you're being woken up by your alarm and you need to get up.
Well, yeah, but I would rather stay asleep because I need to sleep, but I can't.
Right. So
I wish more like Samantha's like, okay, everyone's done. Everyone's in bed. And she's like finally like winding down, puts her book down or whatever she's doing, reading or playing on her phone, whatever, puts it down. And then she's like, okay, turns the light off. Immediate sleep. And I'm
apparently
like,
that's me.
That's a superpower that people don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to close my eyes and fall asleep now. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my weighted blanket and put my eye mask on that has, like, white noise headphones built into it. And, like, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to, like, try and try and try. And, like, if I go to bed when Samantha goes to bed, if it's, like, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like, okay, and it's one of the nights that I'm not feeling tired, I will literally just lay in there for hours and be like, this is fucking pointless.
And well, you play with your phone, no?
Sure. If I'm like actively trying to fall asleep, no.
Oh yeah, right.
Or I'm like,
right,
I yeah. need to sleep. We have whatever's happening tomorrow. It's like time to go to bed. Nope. If it's one of the bad days, it's like I'm just not. And like that's one of the worst feelings ever. Where it's like, man, I just want to fall asleep.
Oh yeah. I've been there.
And you can't. Now take that and times it by your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
People don't.
That's why people say that's not sustainable.
People don't understand the word insomnia. Because when they have it for like a day and they're like, this sucks. I'm like, eh, I guess.
I would just imagine that it would make every day like a living fog. You know, just like a dream.
Yeah.
Kind of like a.
I can see that. But again. I hate to say that, but like the whole like I'm used to it thing, because every expert on planet Earth that talks about sleep says, nuh-uh, you might trick yourself into thinking that, but it's like, I don't know, dude, like as long as I can remember, I've slept like ass. Not slept, fallen asleep, like absolute trash. And so far, it hasn't like reared its ugly head. And I'm sure it has in like other ways and like things that are buried in there that like aren't like that come out during therapy or whatever, where it's like, yeah, that's probably partly due to the sleep thing, but also the
cause of it,
right? Yeah, but also it's like there's nothing I can do about it unless I take pills, and like that's,
well, what if you were to take pills?
I mean, there's
for other, like a stretch of like a couple of weeks to make sure that you started going to bed and falling asleep
correct
at a particular time, sure, for like a week. I mean, and
it's possible.
And then, like, hopefully, when you wake up, it won't be quite as long as like.
Right.
I mean, that would be my that would Dr. BJ.
Yep, that's that is an option, and it could work. Except the whole habit forming aspect of these pills also is not desirable.
No, that's legit.
So yeah, there's it's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Nighttime edibles.
Tried that.
No luck.
I enjoy them.
Yeah.
so
it's super nice.
And so the thing that happens there is
now you want to get high.
Not necessarily, but it's more like I'm just zoned. I'm not, it doesn't put me to sleep.
Oh,
it just,
no,
it's just like having a beer or something where it's like, well, I think that like I just feel good, and I'm like, it's weird to know. The weirdest thing is like, it's the brain, it's all in the brain, because like I could, like I said, I worked all day yesterday, which is the day after a holiday, busted my butt all day at work, and then came home and like hung out with Wesley, ran around the backyard for a little bit, and then went and played a full softball game, then came home and like did a couple dishes, and like my body is like toast, absolute toast. My body is like, you had a day, 40-year-old, 250-pound man.
Right.
Like, it's time for you to sit on your butt and relax and go to sleep. I'm like, yes, it is, body. And my brain's like, dee, 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 dee. We're never falling asleep because fuck you, dude. Like, that's how it works. We're like, exactly. The body is like ready for it, and the brain is just like, ha-ha,
yeah,
the entire time. Yeah. So it's weird. So like, finding the you know, taking the pill that'll shut the brain down is like the solution. You shut your brain down. The edibles is like, it just fully emphasizes the body relaxation, and sometimes you can finagle that into sleeping time.
Yeah,
but it's all in the, it's all inside the brain, my man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you should get therapy.
Have some.
Good, dude. I
need
still,
more.
I have not had any, and I've been meaning to
yeah.
forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
But I want to help make it a thing.
I want a therapist. That's what I want. And apparently, through my super benefits, it's an option.
Right on.
So that's next on the docket. Because what I have now is through the post office, there's a program, Employee Assistance Program, EAP, and it's like free. It's like a 1-800 line, and you can call it whenever you want and be like, I'm stressed about money, and they'll, you know, it's like a very condensed, easy.
It's over the phone.
Yeah, over the phone, anonymous, quote unquote anonymous.
Oh, thing, okay.
Where it's like, okay. And so, because like you could call and be like, I hate my boss. Like, you know what I mean? As postal boy.
Right.
So that's why I think it's technically anonymous, even though it's not, I'm sure they know who's calling because it's attached to my phone number. But anyway, so yeah, calling that number has been helpful at times. And I'm like, I want to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You, all the time.
You've called it.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
That's why it's there. And it's funny, like, especially nowadays where it's not taboo anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what, and I'd like to help.
Yeah,
move it in that, in that direction.
And I think it's there. I think we're finally there, where like everyone's like, "Duh."
Yeah,
yeah, like, duh.
Like, I agree.
It's we're well beyond the like, "Don't be a pussy," and we're in the like, yeah. "How many therapists do you have?"
Yeah, like, I mean, they're like a lot of things. If there are people who are like still trying to like fight it, and you know. That like emotional unavailability is a strength.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
It's again, also from the modern parent in 2023, mm-hmm. parenting in 2023 is interesting because of knowledge, because of just general knowledge that we have. We're like thinking back and then back and then back, and it's like how people were raised and taught. Like Wesley cries all the time, and like I can think of a time where my friend growing up, like I was never told that, but like where it's like boys don't cry, like right. My friend was very vividly told that
right
in front of my face, boys don't cry. Boy, it's like, you can't do that. You gotta be by his dad
uh-huh.
telling him he's not allowed to cry. Like, I'm just sitting here, like, watching Wesley. Like, literally, one of the things we tell him is, like, it's very okay to cry. Like, cry if you have to cry.
Uh-huh.
But don't have, like, a meltdown tantrum. Like, that's different.
Right.
But if you feel sad, because, like, you see it in his face when he's about to cry and he's just, like, holding it back. And it's like, no, dude, are you sad right now? Yeah. But like he's holding it in for some reason, and it's just because like obviously feeling sad is uncomfortable, and you can tell right, it's like yeah. always uncomfortable.
Right,
but yeah. it's like just telling him, it's like, dude, you gotta get it out, man.
Yeah,
and like just like small stuff like that, where it's like, just
yeah,
feel your feelings, dude.
Right,
like, yeah. You're allowed to have feelings. Everyone right. has them. Sometimes they suck.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's crazy. So that's what are cool. you watching?
Oh, mercy. I gotta pee. Can you hold on? I'm just kidding.
We've been recording for 57 minutes and have talked about TV for 5 seconds.
Okay.
But again,
Let's binge is what we make it.
This, well, that's so funny. Like, if I can find a way to upload it to the feed,
right? Yeah.
to the feed, which I think I probably still can. But then if anybody listens to it, obviously, I think if anybody's listening to this right now, it's because that they have listened to this show before.
Yes, most likely.
And obviously, I think they'd understand that it's the first time that we've done this in 3.5 years? 3 years? 3 years?
Is that right?
Whenever it was.
Two and a half years.
Yeah, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I would hope that they would allow us to just shoot shit.
Yeah. They want to know.
Yeah.
If
they care. If you're here for the very first time, why? why is this one?
Because they've heard about it. They've been following it. Like, see, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, man, I miss making the little irreverent videos mm-hmm. for it. You know, that was...
Posting the weird hummingbird video on...
Yeah.
Chickens
yeah.
eating stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I haven't been watching... too much. We just started Alone.
Oh yes.
So we're watching that.
Alone is so good.
I watched Succession. Did you watch Succession?
Not one episode.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really.
That's what I hear.
Really good.
You know, it's also good. Ted Lasso. Haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, I did finish Ted Lasso too.
Haven't seen that.
So you need to see Ted Lasso more than any. Yeah.
Correct.
It's on Apple, and you watched. Yeah, you watched that other Apple
Severance,
show.
Severance
is really good. But yep. Ted Lasso
I know.
Is a must.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's a must
it's, yes.
for the world.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, Ted Lasso for sure. But you know what I've been doing? Been reading books on tape, like I think you know, or audiobooks.
Word.
For a couple years now.
Excellent.
Like
you read now.
I'm reading like a crazy person. Like a crazy person. I've read so many books.
That's awesome.
Oh man, I don't know.
I think this year to start off my streak, because again, at the beginning of the year, it's all just audiobooks until like baseball starts and then it's like podcasts and stuff. But like, I think to start the year, I was doing a book every 3 days.
Dang, dude.
And I was like 22 books by like 2 months in. I told Samantha, I was like, I'm going to finish my 20th book today. She's like, what? And I was like, it's cheating. I'm like,
it's not cheating.
But now you could ask me like what those books were. Don't remember. What were they about? Meh. Who knows? Like, the retention
you think it's less than if you look at the page?
100% less. And because there's no way I'd consume... There's no way I'm consuming 4 books a week reading them.
Right.
Like, I listen to them. And it's great while... It's solid entertainment while I'm listening to it.
Right.
And then it's gone.
But you're also using your brain. You're looking at numbers. You're doing stuff.
Doing my job.
While you're listening to
it.
So
and so it's solid entertainment, and it keeps me busy for the 3 day, 4 days, however long it is to listen to it, and then it's like, I'm done with that. It's gone. And it, like some of them I'll be like, ooh, that was really good. I'm going to remember that one, and I'll like put a star next to it in my reading thing or whatever.
Right.
So I can remember. But then like it's also great because I can listen to a book again and be like, oh, yeah, that was good. If I so desire. But also there's not really a need. It's so weird. Like anyway, I interrupted. Go on about your books.
It's all good. So,
sorry, into the old swing of things. you bring up something random, and I talk like a moron forever.
Old habits. I'm still into like reading these books on tape. It's the best is during the spring because I have a 45-minute drive.
Excellent.
To and from. So it's 90 minutes of. Content.
Perfect.
You know, and but doing dishes and
yep.
all,
yep,
it's,
yep,
been,
yep.
it's been great. So, but what I've been doing the last couple days is instead on Apple Music, I looked up just to see what they have, like famous speeches and stuff.
Oh, that's
and so
cool.
It's really been awesome. And so...
Do they have a solid library of that?
Yes. So they have this one. Well, I mean, they have stuff. So they have this one that's the greatest speeches of all time, volume 2. You got Franklin, FDR, Nixon, Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Barry Goldwater. Oh, Jesse Jackson's thing from 84. Like, I remember that speech as a kid. Oh, my goodness. So actually, I haven't listened to all of that yet because I've been all into Malcolm X.
Nice.
Malcolm X was. Incredible. He was incredible. These speeches and interviews and talking, it's so impressive. And I kind of realized like the thing that was the most threatening was his logic into connecting things in a very logical, factual based way to a scenario.
That's always the opposition's biggest problem.
I guess so. Yeah.
When you're like, you're making too much sense.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't go with what I think.
Right.
Piss off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And so through that in the last couple of days, there's some, these have James Baldwin as a debate with James Baldwin. So that's what I'm watching.
Nice.
Listen, Black militancy, even though he's not.
That's so
he would say
dope.
He would say he's not a militant, but.
I love it.
Yeah, but there's so much stuff at our fingertips that we don't. I'm happy. I'm taking advantage
bonkers,
of it. Yeah.
The amount of stuff. So like we used to say, you know, it's crazy how much media there now is because there used to just be 4 TV channels and like half of it was news and there was 3 TV shows and you all watched them and that was that. Everyone watched MASH's finale because MASH was the only show on TV.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was the most watched TV event of ever. And it's like, yeah, there was 5 TV shows. So, like, of course everyone's watching the finale. But now it's like, okay, again, with, like, every streaming service or every streaming platform on the surface of the planet, like, exists. Plus, like you just said, you just go into Spotify or Apple Music and, like, every song imaginable ever is there for your consumption.
Yeah.
just right there. What do I want to hear? It's there. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Books. You can get any book you want for free from the library.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the library card and the app, you can listen to any book that's out there. You can watch any show. It's freaking bonkers. So, you know, we're all in the same boat of like where we ended things last time, where it's like, who knows what you're going to watch because there's just too much to watch. And it's like, that's why we changed the format of our show, like halfway through our show, where like we used to talk about binge watching a show because everyone was doing it because it was the new trendy thing at the time. Because it was like, finally, you can watch the show with no commercials every episode at once on your TV. That's what made streaming so fun initially.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, no one's binge watching anything. They're even going back to like the old format of like episodic TV on the streaming platforms, where like you can't just binge unless you wait till the end. You can't binge Ted Lasso because they put out an episode once a week. So like the whole idea of binge watching is even going away, which is crazy.
It is weird to take in an entire season of a show,
right?
Which might be 11 episodes in a day and a half or so.
Which is what I still do. Because, like, I want to watch Ted Lasso, so now that I know that it's all over, I could...
You knock it out.
Plow through that sucker. But, like, it's weird the amount of media that exists. And so, I'm going to wrap this up because I got stuff to do today.
Right on.
But, have you kept up with Marvel after the Endgame finale?
Not really.
Me, neither. Have you watched any of the Marvel shows?
I did watch, we talked about
WandaVision.
That was like, right?
I think
that was during our podcast.
I think so.
I feel like it. Because I remember like...
Pretty sure we talked about WandaVision. And maybe Winter Soldier and Falcon? Falcon Winter Soldier?
I watched that too. Like, I don't remember a ton about it. And those I watched The Mandalorian. That's not Marvel.
Nope.
That's
not Marvel. But like, so have you watched the movies? Shang-Chi and... Again, I think this is during the podcast era.
Yeah.
Because there's only been 2 years of stuff to come out since then. But
the
like,
rings, the Shanghai rings.
10 rings, yep.
Nope.
But so, like, it's crazy that, like, that was, like, we had to watch them. We had to.
Yeah.
Starting from Iron Man through Endgame, it was like, oh, my God, you have to see the next one.
Right.
And then Endgame happened. And like, no, there's more. And you're like, is there, though?
Nope. Like, you shot yourself in the foot calling it Endgame.
Well, and like, I'm sure, and I've heard and I've seen that, like, some of, like, Guardians 3 just came out, and like, that's apparently really good, and like, Shang-Chi's really good, and like, all of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, but you, we did 22 movies with you guys. Like, we did 22 movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it's hard to like keep just, with it.
Yeah.
And to me, just it's like just, anything, keep with it. Ugh. And the diehards obviously are still watching them, and like I'll watch the ones that I feel like I want to watch. Like I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to see the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh yeah,
the Into the Spider-Verse, Part 2. And I obviously saw Spider-Man No Way Home with all the Spider-Mans, which was so good.
That was fun.
I wish we still were doing a show when that came out because I could have talked about that movie forever. I went to see that movie by myself. I put Wesley to bed, and I was like, bye.
See ya.
I'm out of here. I was like, you want to go, Samantha? I was like, we can get a sitter to, like, while he's asleep. She's like, no, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, I'm going to the movies. I'm going to go see Spider-Man.
I imagine a sitter while they're asleep is a pretty easy.
Yeah, you just come and watch TV or whatever.
I've done that.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Like, through the course of our show, we were, like, so hard into, like, we have to do the big stuff. We got to get every Marvel movie. You got to see every Star Wars. We got to do this. Got to do that. And, like, it worked. And then we talked about it. And it was great. And then after that, it's like, meh. It's just weird, like, the...
Like the Marvel?
Having homework to do.
Right.
And having just desire to watch something.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Just being inspired by something that you come upon.
Yeah. That was a long rant about nothing, I guess. About media in general, how it's like... The consumption of our, or the consumption habits of our society.
Yeah, or
is like,
or what it's
weird.
All supposed to mean.
Yeah.
To you, you know that you've been on this ride, you've been a product, you've been contributing money to this product for years, and what are you supposed to get out of it?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, yeah, it's almost given a place that's bigger than it is in reality.
Like, yeah. It's weird.
It's not that important.
So wrapping things up, do you want to do this show again?
I don't know. I do. I mean, I do, but I feel like I'm inspired
to do more.
To do more. Yeah. To do more. To do more stuff.
Word.
I do want to do the show.
I think I kind of want to do it too.
Every,
but I don't know if we could. I don't like legitimately. I don't know what the point would be to do a pop culture podcast.
Well,
if you're not doing the pop culture thing,
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be anything though. That's. I mean, I think.
I'm sure, but if it's this show, if it is Life's a Binge, and we're doing a Life's a Binge podcast.
Which you'd have to, I still have to double check and see if I have the...
Right, but if it was this show, we would have to still sort of do the thing, because if people go back...
No, we could do, yeah, this show could be, yeah, about pop culture for sure.
But with
the caveat of life, you know.
Right. That's always what it was.
Right, so, I mean... I think for in really in the scheme of things, this is an easy show to do.
Right.
Like,
right.
So that's inclined to say, yeah, let's do it.
Right.
Let's have fun and do it. And then just have fun with it. And because we have a past too. And we have a rich history. We've had the current mayor of the town has been on our show. Fucking mayor of San Diego has been on our show.
Truth. It's a true story. That was weird, dude. That was a weirdo thing that happened.
Yeah, but it's
but it happened.
It's a rich history. We got a very rich history, and
man,
so
it's crazy.
I also want to find some like animation students or and do like little 5-minute animations of skits
of
from
stuff
our
that happened
from our yeah just yeah. that would be it would be awesome.
Yep,
it
dude. Be, some of those moments, man. I wish we were better at documenting the things that happened. Like, I wish, like, okay, Jess Jansen, love her to death, one of my best friends,
right,
was quote-unquote our PR girl,
right,
sort of, just because we called her that. Right. But, like, I wish for anything, like, she actually did a job. Like, I wish she was a PR girl. And right. I wish she, like, took clips from the show and, like, made clips of them. And, like, I tried to do that for a minute. It was hard doing everything. And so I wish, like, if I would go back and do things differently, I would, while Todd was doing the show, I would pay more attention and I would like clip stuff out and that would be my job. I'd be like, I'll be the clip guy. But like back then I was just like, I'm the Photoshop. I make the image guy.
You mean like an audio clip?
Yeah. And like I did that for a minute where like I posted it with a little waveform and their picture and like it was funny. And like,
right.
But like I wish that like when we were doing video for that short amount of time that we were doing video, like it would have been nice to been in like, that was hilarious. We were just laughing until we were peeing.
Right.
That was at 2 minutes or whatever seconds.
Right.
Let's cut that out.
Yeah, and I've thought that
and
too.
Let's promo that. That's the promo for the show or whatever it is. And like just doing any extra like work.
Right.
Like I would have loved if like, so one of the more famous, quote unquote, more famous, it's our show. So like, it's not famous, but like in the realm of Life's a Binge, the like Eggs Benedict thing is like a famous little thing. And like, that's like a clip that should have its own space somewhere. And I'm sure it pops up from time to time. Cause like we've clipped it so many times over the years, but like that should just be like a shareable thing of like, man, this is like what you get when you listen to our show. Stuff like this. Or like the whatever it was. Remember when we talked about Supernatural and this and that and the end like this and you said, yeah. Right. And you shake your head, no. And like I laughed so hard I almost passed out.
Right.
Like that's a great moment.
Right.
And
I mean, those clips are there.
They're
on Facebook.
Sure.
You know.
But I wish that they would have been taken at the time and used.
So you have them access to them right now.
Or not only that, but like used at the time. So right. Like, again, knowing what I know now about podcasts, like and promoting them and like getting them out into eyes and getting into ears.
Right.
Like stuff like that when like we should have like clipped more stuff and like paid more attention. Like just paid more attention to be like at 13 minutes, 12 seconds, we should clip that.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Right.
Anyway.
But
there's
you know what?
There's a lot of stuff that I wish we did that,
and there are people
I would do now.
Now who
they have teams
who do that? Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Do you listen to Allison's show?
I've listened to it. I'm not a regular listener.
I listen pretty regularly.
To Beans or?
To the Beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to Jack every so often.
Yeah.
And I listened to the other one back in the day.
Yeah.
But.
You're just on to Beans now? I mean, Beans is good, but. What was the one? Muller, she wrote. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what got it going. But
yeah.
But now she just says Beans. Nope. Dude, news. Nope.
Well, you know she's just bigger.
Yes.
I have
unplugged myself from the world of news media.
I have too as well. In fact, this is like almost the only. The only outlet,
yeah.
Like just because, yeah. Ever since now, was it for you after the election?
I think so. Well, just literally, it's so.
After Trump is gone, I was like, I just
before that, like I just got sick of turning on the TV or my phone or whatever and just being pissed,
yeah,
about everything,
yeah.
And I was like, I can't spend my energy just being mad,
yeah.
And so I'll spend it being ignorant. It's like ignorance is bliss. If something that major happens, I obviously will hear about it.
Right.
And I am living life of headlines these days instead of opinions. Because like any show on whatever you're listening to just is full of opinions. And like I can form my own opinion.
Well, I think that like...
And I don't need to listen to people argue about stuff. That's just like...
Oh, God, dude.
I just can't do it anymore.
I have a whole thing about...
It's like
about
talking head topic. News shows is just like the worst where it's like, this guy's the expert on this side. This person's the expert on this side. Now you fight.
Right. Well, if it's a topical newsworthy thing, I don't mind that as much. If it's a fucking sports argument about who's the best basketball player and they're about to take swings. First of all, the whole topic is stupid as fuck. And there's so much time and energy spent on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
But if you
true.
Want to talk about the validity of socialism,
yeah.
then I want to hear it. Yeah. I want to argue about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Dude,
Jordan LeBron.
Stephen A. Smith. There's a point in there about anger. About, yes. like, one of the things I think I like to, like, turn on right-wing radio. My car radio doesn't work anymore. Like, ever since I got back... So I don't have...
You don't have AM easy, radio or whatever?
Nope.
Yeah.
And that was like, I listened to sports radio, but also I had those channels on there.
Sure.
And I haven't been listening to it in a while. But every single time, you are supposed to be either terrified or furious. And that anger, your anger reaction is something that like...
That's why I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. It's got... So... Erica, my cousin, came here to town. Mm-hmm. Did you listen to her episode about the Golden Gate Spa, Golden Door Spa?
No.
So it was very recent. So, yeah, Erica at the Golden Door on Tony on the mic.
Huh.
And
that's weird. I normally listen to all of them. I might have gotten backed up or something and skipped over one or two.
But that's out there. It's new. And she, my cousin Erica, and she spent... over 10 G's to go to this spa that like Oprah goes to and
good
like,
lordy lordy
other people go to.
Nice.
But one of the things that she in like a therapy thing,
sure.
that you need to turn furious into curious.
I like that.
I love that. And then
I like that.
Now you're going to love the like little thing to remember about it. Like, which is, so the word furious, the word curious.
Yep.
You want to turn furious, curious. You want to take F-U and replace it with C-U.
Nice.
Dude. How good is that?
That's
dude.
Very good.
That is dope.
That's very good.
So anger, turn our anger into curiosity and then move forward with that. Yeah.
Man, that's good.
Yeah.
How do people come up with this shit?
I don't know.
That's real good.
It's super good, dude. It's super good. It's one of those things, like I heard that, I was like, oh,
that's good. F-U into C-U. Man, yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. Dude, that's
real good.
That's just brilliant.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So let's not get mad. Let's just get curious.
Yeah. Dude, I got to tell you something after we stop recording.
All right.
So speaking of stopping recording, I'm going to do that now.
All right. Do that.
I don't remember how we end this show. Thanks for listening.
See you on the couch.
Right. We'll see you on the couch. I never would have thought of that. I guess I would have if I would have said, I don't remember how to close the show. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.